I want to go over a little bit of history to really have you understand what we are about to talk about here. The 19 years ago, Bill Nelson registered with the FDA the occlusion device. And that was where the true pioneers started down their path. And very quickly he moved from the occlusion to the QMCI and then the QXCI device. A lot of people don't even know there was a QMC, there was a QMCI device. And then the QXCI device. Basically, the technology at that point in time was definitely state-of-the-art. It was something new, unique to the industry, unique to the world. But, you know, that technology was, as all as advanced as it was, really, truly, maybe didn't advance as fast as the rest of our industry moved forward. And let me explain what I mean by that. The device is absolutely awesome, obviously. That's why there is 1,000 people on this listening to this conversation. Probably another 8,000 or 9,000 people who will listen to a taped version of this over the next couple of days. Right now, there's 13,000 practitioners around the world with a steel or a QXCI device. But again, the QXCI first went to market almost 16 years ago, and about 6.5 to 7 years ago, the Skio device was invented, and a lot of people who had QXCIs made the change to move over to the Skio. Now, what happened at that point in time is, yes, that was a very strong technical advance, but at the same time, the Skio was actually based on the same, same electronical concepts of the QXCI. Basically what they did, nice and simple, they took the QXCI board and they put it on steroids. The exact same board that was in the QXCI, they added a couple different computer chips, gave it its own memory card, a bunch of other stuff, but it still was the exact same QXCI board. Okay. Now, of course, better results because it was much more advanced, but it was still the same technology. Well, about 3 years ago, we started working on another project with Professor Bill Nelson. Nadine Cutright came up with an incredible idea called the Etranel. And basically, what we did with the Etranel is we took all the wonderful anti-aging and therapies and emphasis on youthfulness and beauty. Now, when doing this, we decided it's time to make a new box. And for those of you who've seen the Etranel, you've seen the Etranel box. It's completely different. Now, when building that, originally Professor Nelson had made the suggestion that we put the existing QXCI board into that device. At the time, my business partner, Ken Wilkinson, was very actively involved with the building of the Etranel, kind of shook his head and went, no. You know what? This is not the right direction to go for the future of our industry, is to continually going back to that same old technology. So instead, he was introduced to another genius who we're going to introduce you to a little bit later. His name is James Clark, electrical engineer out of Victoria. And with Professor Bill Nelson and James Clark and Ken Wilkinson and the existing CO box, they were able to go back to the start and rebuild something for this generation, for something for, at that point in time, for 2008. And they built the Etranel board and the Etranel box. Well, the great story that goes with this is that we sent the Etranel to Professor Nelson, and I got a phone call the very next day, and giddy as a child. He's like, I have to tell you this. He goes, you know, I've had incredible results, myself and my family, with the EPFX and the CEO and Jix, you know, and that's why I keep on doing this, is what those results are. And I've had some incredible things happen to myself. But I've never, ever had, I've never felt the device work on me real time. So when I'm on the device, I never feel anything actually happening. It's always after the session. For the very first time, when I was on the Ethernet, this is his words, when I was on the Ethernet, I felt something happening to me while on the actual device. He goes, I love this. And he goes, we need to, this is the way we move forward in the future. So there we go. We launched the Ethernet, and about 9 months ago, James Clark worked, obviously as soon as I got that message, James got that message, and he started working on what to do with the future of the CEO. And he started working on creating what, at that point in time, what we call CEO 2. And about 9 months ago, Bill Nelson received a CEO 2 in Budapest, Hungary, where for about the last 8 months, he's been doing almost, he was almost called blind studies, where he has been testing a blank box, a SKIO, and a SKIO 2, and seeing the different results. And the results have been outstanding, absolutely outstanding. And so he said, okay, now's the time. And I'm gonna explain why that is in a minute. Okay, I'm gonna explain the science. Actually, I'm not. I'm gonna have the science explained in a few minutes. But the bottom line is the results were outstanding. And so we said, okay, now is the time to move into the future with our industry. Because let's see what else we've been dealing with. Okay, we've been dealing with in North America. We've been dealing with the Seattle Times. We've been dealing with the CBC. We've been dealing with FDA. We've been dealing with Health Canada, and now is the time where really, you know, we've been the pioneers, we've taken our punches, we've fought the good fight. Now is the time for us to have the opportunity to have a clean slate and start fresh and start new. And so Professor Bill Nelson has agreed to create a new operation where actually Quantum Alliance's parent company, Quantum World Vision, will be the official manufacturer of a brand new product, which will still be Bill Nelson, okay, other than the fact that he's allowing us to have the control of all aspects, including working with his software people to make the software be what it really should be, and have the device be what it really should be. And a lot of people, you know, that we've done a little bit of test marketing, and someone asked me something the other day. They said, so really, what is this? And basically what I said is, this is really what the SKIO should have been 6 years ago. But now, technology has changed even so much in 6 years, and I'm glad it's now instead of 6 years ago, because some of the things that James is going to be doing with what we're about to do to you is absolutely incredible. So to no further ado, the first thing I want to do is introduce you to the Indigo device.